This is PodTech.net. I'm Jason Lopez at CES 2008 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And taking a coffee break here is Muli Eden from Intel. Yeah. And Muli has been an evangelist around chips for quite some time, and you introduced the Penryn chips just a while ago. We spoke at that announcement in San Francisco. Here you are at CES. What's your message here at CES at the Consumer Electronics Show?
I believe the message is that notebook is taking off. Actually, the notebook penetration to the market is very, very fast. Pretty soon it's going to be 50% out of the total PCs that are sold. And the experience that we are going to deliver is going to be better and better. We see ourselves advancing in several directions. We are going to bring more performance into the notebook. We're going to work with our OEM, with the partners, to deliver much smaller form factors so it will be easier to carry, much longer battery life. And with respect to connectivity, we are going to extend the Wi-Fi to WiMAX and additional things, so you will always be connected to the internet, to your database, and you'll be able to get everything that you need from any place.
How unrecognizable will the world be in, let's say, 2 or 3 years?
At 2 or 3 years, I believe it's okay because it will be an evolution. So we can predict. If you ask me 10 years, I believe it would have been very difficult. I believe we'll continue to see notebook growth. The four vectors that I told you are the vector that will happen. I believe two additional things that will happen probably is, first of all, the MID, the mobile internet devices, which are much smaller pocket. And I believe the difference is that a notebook is something that you carry with you, and an MID device is something that you carry on you. So I believe, first of all, we see MID growing. And another category is the affordable PC, the PCs that will cost as low as $299 and below. And I believe we'll see many more people that can afford to have a PC, so the overall market will grow.
Now, we hear a lot about performance, and it seems to me that there are many people who switch to laptops when they finally could do a lot of the things that their towers could do. But it's kind of interesting that it's also been pushed by the fact that they were able to be untethered as well. But suddenly wireless seems to have made almost as big of a difference as performance.
I will not take it as an insult, but in 2003 when we introduced Centrino, actually we call it the wireless notebook. And if you know, to design a platform, it takes several years, so definitely we thought about it earlier. We thought that people do not want to be tethered. And when we introduced Centrino and we told everybody, you'll have Wi-Fi in your house, in coffee house, in airports, people are laughing at us. And today, in 2008, at the beginning, the attach rate of Wi-Fi is 95%. Almost every notebook have got Wi-Fi. And any place, any hotel that you got, have got Wi-Fi. So I believe it's a combination of everything. The performance that you could deliver in notebook and the fact that you're not connected and you can still have wireless access.
And not to belabor the point, but was wireless the tipping point? Is that what pushed people over the edge, do you think?
Very difficult to think. I mean, definitely being untethered is very, very important, but I believe being able to be mobile without access to your database couldn't have made it. So I believe it's a combination of several things, but definitely wireless is one of them. One of the major.
The other question has to do with what you can do with these ultra mobile devices and mid devices, and that is not only access the internet, but also have two-way communication with other people.
Yeah, definitely. I believe you'll see that these MIDs can do much more. The main usage will be surfing the internet, and we believe this, but it can be an MPEG player, it can be a GPS, people will be able to communicate with each other with video. So it will be a device that actually connects you to the whole world, to the internet, or to what you call the social internet, which means communicate with your friends or your family.
How important is software in this ecosystem that you're talking about here?
It's very important. You cannot differentiate between the two. A great, brilliant hardware without software is worth nothing because it will not deliver the experience. And a great software that needs the performance without the hardware to deliver it, worth nothing as well. So I believe the real experience is the combination of great hardware and great software, and they must be together in order to deliver the experience that the user needs.
How much does Intel drive what the software makers are doing, what the OEM makers are doing, and how much do they drive what Intel is doing?
I would like to believe that we are driving a lot because we are coming with the innovation of the microprocessor, the brain, but actually I would not like to see it as a driver, as a drafter. I would like to see it more as a collaboration of us and our ecosystem. We are working with the software vendor. We get the feedback about our design. We improve our design. We make sure that the application will be in place. We listen to our OEMs, the people that design the notebooks, what they need in order to design a more appealing, more sexy notebooks. So I'll call it collaboration. And in some area, definitely, we are leading. In some other area, some other guys are leading. But the experience is delivered by this close cooperation with the overall ecosystem.
One of the things that Intel did last year, which I thought was interesting, is continued on with that PC challenge to design PCs in such a way that they were compelling to a user, not just with what was inside, but just what they looked like. You come to this conference and you see lots of designs out there that are just really cool. When you approach it from that point of view, and you're a guy that has designed what's inside, how important now do you think the outside is?
It's very important. I believe this is the essence of the Consumer Electronics Show. A notebook today is a consumer electronic. It's a fashion statement. If 5 years ago when we designed microprocessor, the only question was, okay, if it is a notebook, how good the notebook is. Today when somebody is going to a notebook, a consumer, he asks two questions. How good it is, how good it looks. If it will not look, they will not take it. So definitely the other thing which is a big change and a huge challenge for Intel is that 5 years ago it was simple. A notebook was designed from the inside out. We designed the microprocessors and then everybody designed their notebook around our microprocessors. Today, it's designed from the outside in. Many times a notebook design starts from an industrial designer that comes with the shell, with the look and feel, and then we need to fill in the brains. The challenge for us is to design the electronics, the microprocessor, the chipset, all these techy things for a very low power and very small footprint that will enable these beautiful notebooks.
It reminds me of a story that I saw earlier this year about people now who are buying cars almost based on a decision of whether or not there's an auxiliary jack in a stereo system. Can I plug my iPod into this car? I think I might buy this $25,000 piece of equipment.
So let's put it like this. I'm not in this category, probably haven't been born to the right father. So I believe it's more than that, but definitely I believe that today the issue of, or the topic of how good it looks, it's important. And if you come to think about it, in the coming year, I'm going to spend more time with my notebook than I'm going to spend with my wife. So it better be something very nice, very sexy, something I like to be with. And it makes sense if you look at cellular phones, for example. For a long time, people talk with cellular. Definitely, you are not willing to compromise on the reception, battery life. But once you have it, the next question, okay, I want it to be sleek. I want it to be nice. Same thing, same revolution is happening with the notebook.
I'm just wondering what kind of notebook your wife's going to choose.
Oh, muscular one, no question about it.
Well, thank you, Muli, for being on the podcast.
No, well, you're welcome.